This training is going to teach you how to create a more predictable investment business. Now, what do I mean by predictable? This is a business that if you're a fix and flipper, buy and hold investor, you don't have to worry about when the next potential deal is going to come from, or if it's going to be good enough, if the margin is going to be there. The system that I've built out that I'm going to teach you in this video is designed to generate high margin deals that meet your investment criteria, right? So I meet so many investors that are doing flips for $20,000, $25,000, which I think is just insanely low. You shouldn't be taking on a flip for less than 50 grand, right? And the amount of work on that flip should be very minimal. And the same with rentals. Picking up these rentals are barely cash flowing. You got to leave $20,000, $30,000, even $50,000 in the deal just so it cash flows. That's insane. It's not sustainable, right? So I've created this system because I'm a buyer myself. I buy probably about 90% of the deals that we generate. And so far this year, up until the end of April, we've made 600 grand on less than 10 deals. So it's a very easy system to build and manage. And you don't need a big team. You don't need to do, you know, the 20, 30, 40 deals a year that people brag about. With a very low amount of deals, you can make a lot of money on this. But the great thing is that by doing low amounts of deals, you're able to do the good quality deals. So with that, let's get into the training. All right. So this is a pretty much a whole document that I put together on the module, on the pillars, everything that we teach. So if you want a copy of this, it's going to be in the link below that you can just let me know and I'll send you a copy of it. So this way you have access to it. I'm just going to go through it quickly for you to see what it's all about, right? So what we all want is, like I said, we want that predictable, profitable flipping and buy and hold business, but finding the deals is the challenge. And it's not something that we want to do. It's not something you want to spend the time doing. You don't want to be a wholesaler. And even though I call this the prime wholesaling method, it's really an acquisition method. That's essentially what wholesaling is marketing and acquisitions. Right? It's just that at the end of the day, they end up wholesaling the deal because they don't, you know, they can't keep it themselves. But you, if putting yourself in a better position, you're going to be able to actually keep this either as a flip or a buy and hold, Airbnb, whatever it is that you want to do with the strategy. But you're going to be able to determine that at that point. And what's great about this is not only do you get the high margins, but you don't need to do the 8 hours a day that any wholesale business requires, right? You don't need to do the amount of massive deals. I had somebody recently get triggered by one of my posts on Instagram. And he's like, we've done 1.2 million on 91 deals. I'm like, ew. You know, like that's a ridiculous amount of deals. And don't get me wrong, great job on them for being able to have the systems, the process, and the procedures in place to generate that kind of revenue. That is that's very impressive. You understand? And I don't mean this in a sarcastic way. I truly mean it's very impressive. That being said, that's not the business I want to have. You understand? I don't want a business that has a massive team that I need to manage consistently because it's the only way you're going to be able to do 91 deals. I mean, that's a ridiculous amount. Like I said, we've made over 600 grand in just 4 months on about 10 deals that we did. That's a much easier business to manage and a much easier business to run. So like I said, nobody wants to be a wholesaler. We don't either. But this strategy can easily add an extra $20,000 of profit to almost any one of your flips, and at least that much, if not more, and for your buy and holds. And when you end up refinancing out of buy and hold, you're going to be able to actually pull all your money back out and still cash flow about $900, if not more, a month on each of one of your rentals because you're sourcing very specific deals with high margins. All right. So all of these, it's part of the prime wholesaling method that I teach. And these are modules that I put down. So you have all these modules are broken down into three phases. And the three phases are, phase one is the foundation. The concept here, much like a house, if you build a strong enough foundation that goes deep enough, it's built correctly, the house can literally burn down on top. You can scrape it and start over, right? That's the purpose of a really good, well-built foundation. And that's what I'm teaching you how to do. Then build, phase number two is the build. Now is where we're going to put the systems, the process, everything to generate consistent deal flow. You're going to learn how to build out CRM. You're going to learn everything about sales and marketing. You're going to learn everything that you need to run your system. And then phase three is the profit. And why I call it the profit, it's like this phase is where you can 10x your income, because here's where we're going to go very niche into everything. Here's what's funny with phase three. Most people start here. Most people start in phase three, and then they wonder why they struggle so much with this business. Because you're starting with a phase that's like you don't have the foundation or the build done. This is why phase three is so jacked up, you know, and why you can't execute on this. So we're going to break down all of these pillars. And keep in mind that these are 9 pillars, and each pillar has 3 modules to it. So it's 27 total modules you get. And even some of those modules have other training supplemental videos. So, I mean, you get a ton of content that I'm sharing how-tos on every single area. This is not like one of those courses that I've bought myself in the past where the bulk of the course is talking on high-level shit. But but how do I do it now? I don't know. They didn't teach about it, right? No, this has everything you need in each one of those modules. You go working with each module. So pillar number one is market insight. Market insight mastery means that you're going to be able to find the answer to all these questions. What are the best areas to market? Should you even flip this house? Should you keep this one as a rental? Why isn't this house selling? Is this good property to wholesale? Is the market heating up or cooling down? These are all questions that pillar one is going to answer. This is why we start with this. Now, a lot of people find this information to be a little boring, a little dry, because you got to pull data. But it is not boring and dry when you lose $250,000 because you bought on the wrong side of town. You made the wrong investments. That was us. We lost $250,000 about a few years ago on bad purchases that we made 4 or 5 years before that because they were nightmare projects. And we should have never bought them. And pillar one would have helped us resolve and make sure not to buy there. That's where this pillar kind of came about. You know, we got into these bad projects in the wrong side of town just because we thought the potential was there. And if we would have done the proper market insight and we would have looked at the numbers, we would have looked at what the market is actually telling us, we would have never bought those houses. And we would have been $250,000 richer by now, or if not more. I mean, think about the amount of mind space that those projects took up. Stress, sleepless nights. I mean, they were a nightmare to deal with. Complete nightmare. And one of them were even still stuck in a lawsuit with the contractor because he's a moron. And we're stuck in a lawsuit. So that's more of our effort and time into it. But yeah, so you pillar one breaks down how to pull all this. And there are about 3 hours worth of content in just this pillar. So I'm just going to break down real quick what we look at. The number one thing is months of inventory. Months of inventory is going to tell you which direction the market is going. Is it cooling down? Is it speeding up? What's going on? Are we in a hot market or are we in a cold market? Most investors out there can't even answer this question. And they're buying houses. And they don't even know what the hell their market is doing. So dangerous. So, and very simply how you do that is you just go into Google, type in what are the months of inventory for the real estate market in your county name. And you'll get some data. Now, we have a way that we show you how to do this with the MLS so you have more concrete, accurate data that you can, you know, sink your teeth into. We showed you in the module because it's an actual step-by-step process you got to follow. But this will give you pretty good idea of where your market is at. And why this matters is because if your market is at 2 months of inventory or less, then you're in a really hot market. At that point, those are the markets where everybody feels like they're geniuses in real estate, right? Because you just put a property on the market and it sells right away. You get a property on the contract and it wholesales instantly. So you're thinking that you're a genius. You're thinking that, you know, you got this unlocked, and it's not you, it's the market. The market is the one that's making all this shit happen for you, which is fine. Just know that it's the market that's doing all of these things for you. But if you're also in a market with 5 months of inventory or more, now it's different. Now the deals you got to get got to be really good. The marketing you got to do has to be really on point, because if you don't do the right marketing in the right areas and you're not getting the right deals, you're going to sit on these properties consistently. And this is the moments where I get questions when I go to events or people reach out to me like, hey, I have my house on the market for months and it's not selling. What the hell's wrong? I'm like, because you didn't do pillar number one. Obviously, they're not a part of my mastermind, so they don't know what it is, but they don't know what their market is. And when I do some of this research for them, I'd show them, like, look, this is exactly why it's not selling. You should have never bought it for that price. Now, it doesn't mean you don't invest in those markets. It's just be smarter. about the deals you go after. Have more margin, bigger spreads. And that's how you're going to be able to nail these properties every time. So again, like I said, as a wholesaler, 2 months of inventory means everybody is buying premium prices. If you're 5+ months, then the investors are a little more selective and they may ask for bigger discounts. The biggest thing to keep in mind with this whole pillar is market demands determine the deal. Whatever the market demands is what the deal is going to be. People come and they tell me, I want to do land deals. I want to do Airbnb. I want to do this. I'm like, I don't care. What does the market demand? Cater to the demand and you will get deals done. Guaranteed. Every time. Supply and demand. Very basic. And here's a training video that I have that you can, but when you request a document, there's a training video there. That's all these, they have a bunch of training videos that are free that you can go check out to kind of help you with each one. Pillar number two is building your strategic buyer arsenal. So when you're asking yourself, what strategies are working right now? What are investors buying? How do you know what's an actual deal? How much can you actually make on a deal? How much do I get on the contract? All of these things can be answered by your buyer. When you find the right buyers in your market, and the key here is the right buyer, not a large buyers list. Remember, the whole concept with this whole method is quality over quantity. All right? Quantity requires a team. Quality, you can do by yourself. So quality over quantity. You get quality buyers. What these buyers are is pretty much any buyer that's going to either has to buy from a wholesaler or from the MLS, from an agent. They don't do their own marketing. Those are premium buyers. Because anybody that does their own marketing, they're going to want bigger deals because they can generate better deals and bigger deals. So you want to make sure that you're getting these types of buyers. They're your premium buyers you want to make sure you go after. How to find them. I show you in the modules how to go into like Facebook groups, how to ask other buyers, how to steal buyers, you know, and simply you just look at deals that are getting blasted everywhere. Just track them in an Excel sheet. And after a month or so, go into the county records and see who bought it. Right? That's going to be an end buyer right there. And networking events. These are three ways that you want to build your buyers list. And I have a whole training right here on how to do your networking events correctly. Then you want to vet your buyers, right? You want to make sure that they're not full of nonsense, that they're legit buyers, that they actually have the funds. And a few of the questions, I give you a whole sheet on questions to ask and how to direct the conversation. But a few main ones that I took out from there were, how many deals did you do last year? Anything under 7, and they may not be serious buyers. Because anything under 7 deals a year means that they may not be able to handle multiple deals at once. So if they can't handle multiple deals at once and you finally get a great wholesale that meets their criteria and you bring it to them, they are not going to be able to buy it because they already have a deal that they're working on, right? So that's one of the criteria. Another thing that we ask is, where don't you want to buy and what type of houses don't you want? Because most of them don't know what they want, but they know what they don't want. So cool. What don't you want? Let's figure that out, right? Let's nail that down, and it's going to give us an understanding on what they do want. Now, if you're an investor, you're like, yeah, but John, you told me about, you know, that I wasn't going to need to wholesale. Correct. These are your investors. What they are doing that's working, you need to know as an investor, because there's a reason what they're doing is working, and probably you should be doing it too. So this is your pulse on the market. Your buyer's list is your investor's list. Whenever the market shifts here, all I have to do is call a few of my main investors, and between 4 or 5 of us, we're doing 30+ deals a month between all of us. So I get a good idea of what the market is doing with a source of about 30+ deals a month. We get to see what's selling, what's not selling, why is not that not selling, what's it renting for, what are rents doing, what are insurance costs doing, what are mortgages doing, did you find a different lender, are you using somebody else? All of that is how you're able to leverage these buyers. You understand? So building your buyers list is beyond crucial, because whether you're gonna wholesale or keep it yourself, this is your contact list. And when you start generating these deals, guys, when I tell you about wholesale, our average wholesale is between $30,000 and $45,000. That's not bad money to make on a wholesale, All right. So when I'm looking at a deal, it's like, hey, maybe I could flip this and probably make 55, or I can wholesale this and make 40. I take the 40 right now without the risk. You understand? That's the value of these buyers. It gives you another source of revenue that you can make without having to take the risk and the time of flipping a property. It's tremendous, tremendous amount of value of building a list. And then you can leverage them. And in the training, I show you very creative ways on how to leverage your buyers list. Because, I mean, that's how I started. I started off broke. My buyers were the ones that paid for my marketing. I found great buyers that wanted deals and I didn't have money for marketing. And I told them, hey, if you pay for the marketing, I'll do all the legwork and we'll split the deals. They were like, done. Great. Was able to do marketing. I couldn't afford any other way. Right? So how to leverage them. And the whole concept with pillar number two is choose effectiveness over preference. Right? So it's not what you want to do. It's what's working. What's actually generating income. What's actually making money. That's what you want to select. That's what you want to go after. Not what you feel you want to do. It's not about your feelings. Once you build a business that's strong enough and creates consistent revenue, now you can go after what you feel you want to do. Cool. Do it at that point. Not before that. All right? Pillar number three, personal branding. Remember, this is going to wrap up phase one. And why I put personal branding here is because of this concept down here. Visibility builds credibility. Credibility attracts opportunity. If people don't know you exist, they won't do business with you. And right now, whether you like it or not, social media is where people get to see if you exist. And a very simple technique that we do here is one post a day. That's it. That's all you have to do is one post a day. You document your journey. You participate in communities like Facebook groups, stuff like that. And you collaborate within your community. So if you see other investors posting a deal or something like that, and you see that that's a really good investor you want to network with, that's somebody you want to leverage those connections, those contacts, share their post. Give them some shout outs. Give them some love. Right? Help them out in any way because they'll take notice of you. So if people don't know you, they won't work with you. Period. And I also added a training on building your personal brand. Pillar number four, lead management mastery. This one is beyond crucial because if you can't manage your leads, all the marketing you do is completely wasted. Right? Common sense. but this is about the CRM. So I teach you automation, tasks, follow-ups necessary. I give you drip sequences. I give you scripts. I give you everything you're going to need on how to build out your CRM, how to use the right CRM. We use ReSimply, and I gave you a discount code here that you can just click on it if you want to try it out. ReSimply is an amazing CRM that we use. We've been using it for years, and we like it because it gives you tracking numbers that you can buy phone numbers from there. They record all the calls for your leads, so they record the call within the lead. So if this is a few months down the line, you got to follow up with somebody, you don't remember what was said, what was done, this is what this is for. You go into the lead, you have recordings of the past conversation, text messaging, everything. You can create tasks and you can set SMS drip sequences. So when you have a property, it's like, no, I'm not interested right now. Cool. Put in an automated drip sequence and they'll respond to you whenever they're interested. It could be months from now. We close probably about 1 to 2 deals a month on just an automated drip sequence of property. One of them we closed recently was in our CRM for 1,100 days. We hadn't done anything to that deal for 1,100 days and we closed the deal on it because of the automation. Simple. You're leveraging your time. You already did the work of marketing. Why waste it by not tracking those leads? Silly, right? But it's very powerful. And then quality notes. I mean, you got to do quality notes in this. I teach you how to take them, how to do them. Because one thing you don't want is when you get a deal after 1,100 days that comes back to you and you're like, I remember nothing about this. But when you took quality notes every time and you call this person back, be like, yeah, I remember we spoke a few years ago and you were telling me about X, Y, and Z and this situation. How did that happen? They're like, oh my God, this guy remembers exactly who I am. Yes, I do, because I took great notes. It matters when you're building that trust and likability with your sellers. And there's a training on that here too. So automate to captivate, no leads escape. Yeah, I got a little poetic on that one, right? A little rhyme for you guys. But yeah, if you automate to captivate, then no leads escape. So as you're doing the marketing, automate all your sequences, and then nothing falls through the cracks. You're already doing the work, guys. Don't waste it. Pillar five, we go into motivated seller mastery. Here's where I teach you everything about marketing. And this is why I put it, finally marketing, woohoo! And the reason for this, man, I'll be honest, guys, like everybody starts with marketing. And notice the first four pillars that you need to get done before you even start marketing. Why? Who are you going to market to? You know, I without pillars one and two, who are you targeting? Without knowing what the market is doing and what your buyers are buying, who do you go after? Go after the whole city. Good luck with that. You go after the whole city and you don't have buyers, you don't know what the market is doing, you don't know what the median price. In San Antonio, I mean, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of properties. Where do you start? Absentee, attaboy. Nobody markets to those. Don't make this complicated. This pillar is here for a reason because you got to set all these other ones beforehand, right? And then without pillar number four, you will lose any of the leads you happen to capture. So remember, we want to do all these previous pillars before you start marketing. And if you don't believe me and you already started marketing, you're going to see that all the previous pillars would have solved a ton of your issues. When you get to a property that's like, hey, I got a deal. No, you got a contract. Can you sell it? No, nobody wants it. There you go. You don't have a deal. You got a contract, but you didn't get a deal. How do you get a deal? Your buyer determines the deal. If you don't have a buyer's list, how do you know you have a deal? Right? So you want to do all that. Now you get to pull the right list. So what we focus on is occupancy. We like vacant houses or absentee houses, right? Because right now where the market is at, people that live in their home, if they don't need to sell, they won't sell because they can't afford to move anywhere else. So we start with this. Start, not just market this. We start with it. Then we start filtering our list down. We go to length of ownership. So we want at least 10 years of ownership or more. This is going to show that they have equity in the house. And possibly the house probably hasn't been updated in the last 10 years. Good potentials there. Owner type. We look for individual owners and not LLCs or trusts. Individual owners are easier to go after, to find, to be able to reach out to. LLCs, trusts, you can't even find usually who the heck owns it. And LLCs, I mean, chances are they're probably very savvy investors. If they need to sell, they're not going to need you, right? So this is how we start. And I recommend if you don't have experience talking to sellers that you're like, I'm a master closer. If you're not there, I would say recommend starting with a minimum of 2,000 property, a list of 2,000 properties. And there's more criteria in the training I go into. I mean, I show you a whole criteria set and how to pull it. We use Deal Machine. So I also put this training in here on a few list ideas that you can put together. But the 2,000 properties minimum, this way you get a lot of reps in to talking with sellers because you got to get comfortable with speaking to sellers. And then you prepare for marketing. This means you're going to start cleaning the list out. You're going to make sure you're filtering by the right zip code, not just hitting the whole city. And you're going after the right types of properties. You don't want to be marketing to a house that they're like, yes, I want to sell. And then you're like, ah, crap. Nobody wants that house way the hell out there, right? So, you know, you want to make sure you're targeting the right area. And like I said, I provide step-by-step videos on how to do all these things quickly. And then you go to, then you start marketing for the list. You really have two options, direct mail or cold calling. I say start with cold calling. We only do cold calling. We don't do any direct mail. And we make a lot of money just on cold calling. Our marketing expense is very low. And we have a very unique way that I teach you with the system how to go after very specific deal flow. So you're not spending all day on the phones. At most, you're spending an hour, maybe two a day calling, and that's it. But you're getting big deals doing that. Direct mail works great. The thing is that it's expensive, right? It's expensive. It takes some time. You got to test out the direct mail. You got to make sure you're hitting the right list. It works. You can't scale cold calling, but you can definitely scale direct mail. So it's a different reason for why you use each one. If you're getting started, I recommend you start with cold calling. It builds your skills on the phone. It gets you directly to sellers, and it gets you testing out your scripts. If you use the wrong script, you can call them 2 weeks later and try again. They're not going to know it's you. So we prefer cold calling, and it gets gets you out of that, gets that fear out of you of being on the phone, which everybody has. Everybody's scared of being on the phones with people. They're not going to bite you. But you got to get rid of that fear, because at some point or another, every call is going to end up on the phone, right? Every deal is going to end up on a call. So here's a training on that as well. And the goal with marketing is smarter, not harder, right? We're going after specific motivated lists. We're not going after everything. Let the big wholesale companies go after everything and all those $10,000, $15,000 wholesales. Remember, we are targeting $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 wholesale deals or more if we're doing flips. We're not going after the little things. So let the big companies go after the little ones and let them compete with each other. They cannot compete with you using this strategy. Pillar number six is the sales mastery blueprint. So on this one, I actually show you where I had a student one time that he was avoiding the market in Atlanta because he's like, there's a lot of competition. I was like, brother, competition means that deals are getting done. Now, all you have to do is be better than the competition, which is not hard at all. One thing the pandemic has done for a lot of us is it's made real estate easier. Because everybody that's gotten into it, they're so lazy and so bad at going after deals that it just makes it easy for all of us to do it. So if you follow my training and everything, I give you scripts, I give you how to do it. Here's a free training that I provide for you in this one. But I cover the call, right? And the call is broken down into four parts, which is the intro. If you can't nail the intro, you're never going to use the rest of the script. I see all these gurus and everybody out there like, here's my seven-figure sales script for closing deals, blah, 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 right? It's like if you can't get, and I'm not saying their script isn't good. I'm sure their script is killer. But if you can't get past the first 30, 60 seconds of a call with a seller, you're never going to test out the script. Kind of useless at that point, right? So I show you very unique strategies on how to craft that intro where you sound different than everybody else and you stand out and you get past that so you can use the rest of the script. Then we cover connections, right? So once you got that, you want to connect with them. If you don't connect with them, and this means that they like and trust you, if you can't connect with them, they won't answer any of your questions. They're going to give you those short answers, very vague answers. They're not going to give you information. Even when you ask something that you need to know, they're going to be like, well, what do you care, right? They give you those kind of responses. It's because you didn't connect with them properly. So I teach you how to connect with them so you get 100% of the cooperation. Then we go into motivation. Now we want to determine, do you need to sell this house? Not want, do you need to sell this house? The answer is yes. Step four is you set the appointment, period. Nothing after that. You're setting the appointment, you're going in person because you have a damn near shit, I would say like 90% chance of getting it on the contract in person than you do over the phone or virtually or whatever nonsense these people are showing. In person. And remember, my goal for you is for you to become a full-fledged investor. In person, you need to go so you understand how to look at properties, how to walk them, what to look for, all these things. That's how you become an investor. Doing this virtual nonsense doesn't get you there. It doesn't help you with anything. All right? So set the appointment, go in person, and get all that done. And here's a training on how to manage calls, too. And like I said, you know, if you join the mastermind, you get all of these things. And we do trainings and all that on these. Then once you're in the appointment, see again, virtual wholesale. I told you, we don't do that shit. So I don't teach it. But at the appointment, you get to meet them face to face. You get to really connect with them. That's where you get to build that further like trust and likability with them because they see you and you get to look around their house and kind of see what else can you connect with them on. You know, that you can find some common ground with them. It works so much greater. And it's easier to lock up. So one of the things before you head to an appointment, you want to make sure you have contracts with you. I've had students that they've done great jobs building rapport with sellers, doing everything, and they forgot the contract. The problem with that is if you leave without a contract, boy, oh boy, chances of you closing that deal go down tremendously because now they have time to cool off. They got time to call their realtor friend or this or that. They drag their feet. They start talking to other people. You know, it screws up the deal altogether. So you want to always have contracts with you at the appointment. I show you what pictures to take to make sure you have enough pictures because if you're going to wholesale, the pictures are going to be, you know, massive. And then we go cover how not to leave without a contract. If you're at that appointment, there's a reason you're there. There's motivation. You don't take no for an answer. There's a reason that you're there and that they need to sell. Dig deeper into that. Don't give yourself an out. And I provided a training that I just did on that. Then the offer, we cover everything about submitting an offer. So if you did everything right with the call and the appointment, the offer becomes the easiest point. Like I give you scripts on exactly what to say when you submit an offer. You know, hey, if they're having a tough time, what's going on, how to get the job done, all of this. And I give you a training on how to do these things, how to like come up with the numbers. But everything, I give you scripts. I give you all these things on how to submit an offer so it gets accepted. You understand? Like in the offer, people overthink this way too much. And I guess if I was to give you a secret to offers and everything, it's tonality. How you say things, how you deliver things is crucial. It's not what you say, but how you say what you say that matters. How you deliver that offer matters tremendously. If you come across with, this is the offer because this is what it is, and you have that confidence behind you, they are not going to doubt your offer. They're going to be like, oh, okay, I guess that's just what it is, right? But when you're like, yeah, we were thinking this, what do you think? Well, I think I want more money. What the hell else do you expect them to say, right? So how you deliver it, what you say, what you emphasize, and we do a lot of training weekly on calls. I do what I do mainly in the mastermind is I do call reviews. This means that you had a conversation, a phone call with a seller or something like that. You send me the recording and I'll break down the whole call for you. I'll tell you, okay, here's what you did. Here's a missed opportunity. Call them right back. Ask them these questions so you can be able to close more deals by saying the right things. And the biggest takeaway with this whole pillar is build relationships where solutions meet the real needs, right? When you close a deal, it's not about the number. It's about the solution you're providing them. So focus on the solution you're providing them. Pillar number 7 is dispo mastery. So in dispo mastery, we go over, are you going to keep it, flip it, wholesale it? What's going to happen with this? We get to determine what are we going to do with this killer deal that we just got, right? So we don't make that decision beforehand. We make it after we get it on the contract. Because when you get it on the contract, you should always be getting the best deal possible, regardless. And then you get to decide what you're going to do with it. And if you're going to wholesale and stuff like that, we want to find the right buyer. I give you a whole little template of how this conversation goes typically with buyers. I don't have a dispo team. I think that's ridiculous. Having a dispo team is the dumbest thing you can do. You understand? Because when you're running this business, again, the way I teach you, it's virtually no team. You, maybe another person, maybe a VA, and that's about it. And you don't need a dispo team. You need quality buyers. So I'll give you, this is pretty much how conversations go with my buyers. And the deal's done. So you can check that out. Then we send them the assignment, you know, get that done. Different states require different things. Send the assignment to title and that's it. I mean, we got it locked in with the seller. Now we got it locked in with the buyer. We're ready to go. Give you some negotiating techniques in there, how to negotiate with buyers because they will try to negotiate with you. So how to protect yourself. We go over filing like memorandums, protect yourself from bad players in the market because they're unfortunately bad players in the market. So we go over all those things, how to break that down. And then we close the deal. And in closing the deal, I show you very specific things of not neglecting the seller or the buyer, staying in contact with title. So many of you guys get a property under contract and you kind of feel like you got away with something because you don't reach back out to the sellers or the buyers or anybody. You're just like, I don't want to touch anything in case this shit blows up on my face, right? No, it's the opposite. Things blow up in your face because you do that. What you want to do is stay in contact with the seller, stay in contact with the buyer, make sure everything is getting done and they feel that, okay, everything is good. We're good. Everything is working fine. Man, the service, the attention, this is amazing. Okay. So I teach you how to do all those things, how to work with title, how to work through title problems, all of that. Then you rinse and repeat. Now, this part is important because you rinse and repeat. This whole section, pretty much all these pillars, as many times as you want before you move on to the last two pillars. The last two pillars, you're going to potentially 10x your income, but it requires more work from you, right? It requires a little bit different type of work. Some people decide to just stop at this point, you know, and this point right here could generate you about, probably I would say between $300,000 to $500,000 a year, just you and maybe a VA. That's about it. Beyond this point, that's where you can start doing about $1 million to $2 million a year with maybe one, two more people. Okay, so you only move on once you got all of this nailed in and generating income. Because if you don't have this nailed in, the next two pillars, all it's going to do is confuse the hell out of you and add more complexity to your business and not make you any more money. All right, so let's focus on that. And there's a training on Dispo as well. So finish strong with every deal. That's what you want to keep in mind with pillar number 7 is finish strong with every deal. Pillar 8 is the niche list mastery. So here you're going to be going after niche lists. So remember before how I said about 2,000 properties, you're going to be targeting maybe a couple, you know, a couple hundred or 1,000 properties. It's going to be a slightly bigger list. This is niche list. Some of these sometimes are less than 100 properties that you're going to be going after. Sometimes it's going to be like 20 properties you're going to go after. But they're very highly motivated properties. Now, you're saying, but John, they're highly motivated. Why won't I start with this? Because you don't have the skill set to deal with these properties yet. That's it. I've given people these lists in the past. I've given other students these lists in the past that have asked me for it. And they've screwed it up every time. And it's not even your fault. You don't have the experience to play at this level yet. These highly motivated, they're highly emotional. The solutions that you need are highly advanced. You need very specific solutions to solve these problems. You need to have very specific set of knowledge and skills and resources to be able to solve these problems. You haven't developed that yet because you haven't done this long enough. You can skip to this. I mean, it's your business. I don't care what you do. I'm just telling you, very, very few to nobody succeeds by starting at this. You have to start at the beginning. Build your skill set. The one list that kills them all is pre-foreclosures. Not every market has access to these, but pre-foreclosures are important because these are people that are falling behind on mortgage. The bank's about to take it. So either they catch up the payments or they lose their home. They have no other options, right? And if they're going to lose their home, better off selling it and capturing the equity and avoiding the foreclosure, right? Very motivated list. But again, if you don't have the skills, you get one shot at these. You don't get to try time and time again. You get one shot. If you don't nail in that one shot, you're done. Chances you're going to get a hold of them again, very low, right? So you want to make sure that you have the skill sets, the systems, everything, so you can do that. The next list are going to be your stack lists. Now, this is something else that we've been doing that's been working very well for us is stack list. Is you find different areas. We pretty much start with like absentees absentees. So they don't live in the house, right? So they don't have that emotional attachment to like, where do I go? And then we start stacking from there. And I give you like very specific ways of stacking it. I give you the systems that we use. We use REI SIF for this. So this is another discount link for you guys that you can, if you want to use that system. I don't recommend you start here. It's an advanced system. It takes a long time to get the hang of it. But it's powerful, very, very powerful. In the mastermind, we just did a training on it for the members where we broke down how we use it, the ins and outs of the mastermind, everything. So you want to check that out and then figure out what list to be stacking with. What you want to look at is levels of motivation, period. What other levels of motivation can somebody have, and how many can you stack on each other where you have yourself a good niche list that you can go after? And now when you have a very niche list, you can go after in a few different ways. It doesn't have to be, you know, just cold calling. Now you have very niche. Maybe you cold call, you direct mail, maybe you door knock. And when you direct mail, maybe you send them a package instead of a letter. You can get very creative when it comes to this. This is why I say build the first 7 pillars first, then focus on this. Because this is going to take some time for you to implement. Okay, these don't happen every single month. It takes a while to build the wheel up. But when they do, these are the deals that we're closing consistently that are making us $90,000 to $120,000 wholesale fees. these big deals like this. So make sure that you're doing that. And the biggest key idea with this is just master bigger issues, earn bigger returns. The bigger the issues you're able to master, the bigger the returns you're going to generate on these. All right? So just focus on that. Pillar number nine, this is when we start getting into scale. So in scale, this is where you start hiring. All right? Last pillar is when you start hiring. You don't start hiring at the beginning. I deal with so many new investors that they start hiring before they even do anything. What are you hiring? Well, who are you hiring? You don't know what you're doing yet. You have no systems. You have no process. You have nothing, and you're trying to hire somebody. And then you wonder why that person that you hire isn't working well, because you have no training. So if you have never done it, don't have repeatable process for it, then you're not ready to hire. Hiring somebody is throwing fuel on a fire. If you don't have a fire, what are you throwing fuel on? All right? I want that to really sink in, because it's just not going to help you. It's not going to work to your benefit. So you want to hire somebody, train them, and you got to understand it in order to be able to do that. You're going to have to check in with them consistently. You want to make sure that you're checking in with them on a daily basis, checking on their work, verifying everything that they're doing. It's going to require a lot from you at first. But if you hire the right person, it's going to 10x whatever it is that you're doing. And at the very least, if it doesn't bring you more deals, it's going to bring you the same deals with the less amount of work from you. So you get more time freedom. So you get to trade either one. Either you get to focus more on doing bigger deals, whatever it is you want to do, or you just get the time freedom that you've been looking for. Either one is cool. A lot of people start by hiring cold callers. Terrible thing to do, especially VA cold callers. Cold calling is a technique that is relationship-based, rapport building, and everything. Somebody that's not a part of your market, a part of your team in your neighborhood, they're not going to be able to build the same connections with sellers like you will. This is why it doesn't work for majority of people. When people say cold calling sucks, no, you suck. You suck at cold calling, and you're outsourcing it to people that are worse than you. That shit does not work, all right? You can do it. This is your business. Do whatever you want. But it doesn't work. When in reality, the only real issue is you, not your cold callers. All right? You're the issue. Plus, you can't train somebody on something you don't know how to do. So check that out. Who we hire first, typically, it's going to be an administrative virtual assistant. So they help us with pulling the pillar one, pulling all the market data. They help us pulling the list, cleaning the list, skip tracing the list, getting it set up for marketing, all of that. They help us with all those things. So it frees up a lot of our time. And that's usually the first person. And most people, the only person you need in your team. That you just get that one person. You handle the calls. They handle everything else. And you just rock and roll. Just you two can make well over $500,000 a year. All right. And you end up paying for most virtual assistants, I don't know, maybe like $5-6 an hour. Like, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. Then you can hire an acquisition manager when you're ready to like step back and maybe focus more on your flips, buy and hold, bigger investments, stuff like that. Then you hire an acquisition manager. But this is an acquisition manager, not a cold caller, right? This is somebody that's going to replace you in acquisitions. They're going to be making the calls, going to the appointments, meeting with the sellers. So you require to hire somebody with good quality skills. And this is why like hiring a good acquisition manager is not easy. But if you did pillars two and three correctly, which is finding your buyers and building your personal branding, that you've done those things correctly, you know how to network, people know who you are, you have a presence online. Now it's going to be very easy to find that person. And then you got to learn how to train, pay your VAs, acquisition, and all of these things. I go over training, managing, hiring, everything in the mastermind as well. And I give you this contact for Chrissy. She's who we use to find our VA. So if you're looking for a VA right now, just shoot her an email. Let her know that I told you about it, and she'll hook you guys up. But this is the way that you're earning four times more and work way less. And I mean, there's many times that you earn even more than just four times. But when you can hire some good VAs or acquisition people and go from making $400,000 a year, $500,000 a year to make in $1-2 million a year, it's a good return on your investment. But that will not happen if you didn't do the first 8 pillars. It's just what it is. And then lastly, I wanted to break down what the benefits are of joining the mastermind, right? So when you join my mastermind, I've given you everything here that you need to get a jumpstart. The mastermind is just adds accountability. You get access to all the how-to videos, so you don't have to waste time trying to figure this out on your own. I give you all of our scripts, modified scripts, our drip sequences, contracts we use, our private community. We do privately weekly training calls. We do 3 of them a week. So we're doing a training call, a Q&A call, and a mindset call. Every single week we're doing these. I bring on special guests that you get to ask questions to. So these are people that are professionals in their space, whatever it may be, whether it's buy and hold, direct mail, mindset, flips, private money, whatever it is. I bring you all the best players and you can ask them as many questions as you want. And you get all those recordings, all of the access to everything like that. Any future trainings that I do, you're going to have complete access to. And you also get the call reviews, like I said, you know. So with the call reviews, you just send me pretty much any one of your recordings and I'll review it. I'll give you the best feedback and everything like that. Also, a part of that private community, you just ask me any questions you have, whatever questions you have, whatever you need help with, you let me know. You know, if we need to, we hop on a call and I help you out. My goal is to provide you with everything that you need to build the acquisition business that gives you that freedom that you've been looking for with real estate. That's all we want from this business, is the money and the freedom to do what we want with our lives. That's exactly what this business brings you. So if you have any questions, if you're interested, just go to joinpwm.com. So it's joinprimewholesalingmethod.com. And you can request a call with me. We'll hop on a call and, you know, we'll see if this is a good fit for you. So again, if you guys want access to this document, just just click on the link below in the description and you'll get access to the document right away. So thank you all for watching. I hope this helps. And again, I'm always here to help out.